USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Hailing a big victory in South Carolina and pushing back against President Joe Biden's disaster administration as a train wreck, former President Donald Trump didn't hold back at his Save America rally in Florence, South Carolina.
Well, we need to help stop this brutal invasion. We also have to clean out the rot of our failed foreign policy establishment. It is indeed rotten to the core before these total lunatics lead us down the path of national ruin and World War III. They will do it, too.
Iran's Revolutionary Guards have claimed responsibility for a dozen ballistic missiles that struck Iraq's northern Kurdish regional capital of Erbil in the early hours of this morning, Iran's state media reported, adding that the attack was against the United States consulate's new building. The attack caused only material damage and only one civilian was injured. This is USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature is fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
I really love this product. I really do. I do a lot of kayaking and hiking and skydiving and stuff like that. I'm very active. But I did notice that, hey, time was catching up. And, you know, I wasn't at the stamina where I used to. But ever since I've taken this stuff, I feel great. I've been hiking a lot and even longer than I was usually hiking before I started taking Balance of Nature. I feel like I can go on all day long. It's a great feeling. It's just stuff like out of the Jetsons, you know what I mean? Here's the pill, boom, there you go. You got all the nutrients you need.
Start your journey to better health with Balance of Nature right now. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com for more information or to place your order. Shipping is always free. And don't forget to get 35% off your first order as a preferred customer by using discount code USA.
Four more spring breakers have overdosed in Wilton Manors, Florida. They're cadets at the U.S. Military Academy. One of those cadets is on the Army football team. Wilton Manors police say that they've made an arrest in the case in conjunction with the Broward County Sheriff's Office. Axel Cassius was arrested on charges of trafficking cocaine and burglary of an unoccupied dwelling. According to the Sheriff's Office, he's being held on $50,000 bond. A former township clerk and county election supervisor in Michigan has now been charged with ballot tampering in the August 2020 primaries. Kathy Funk is also charged with misconduct in office. Both charges are felonies punishable up to 5 years in prison upon conviction. Funk faces arraignment in Genesee County's district court. Funk was Flint Township's clerk when authorities say she purposely broke seals on ballot containers. According to the Attorney General's office, under Michigan law, that prevented votes inside that container from being counted in a recount. This is USA Radio News.
You've heard us talk about the luxurious Giza Dream sheets from MyPillow. Well, now they're on sale, 60% off, as low as $39.99. Lots of other overstock items and a free copy of Mike Lindell's book, What Are the Odds from Crack Addict to CEO? With any purchase, but you've got to use my promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com, the Radio Listener Square. Use my promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175.
Colorectal cancer is expected to claim the lives of more than 52,000 Americans this year, according to the American Cancer Society. This is why, as the world tries to return to normalcy after the COVID-19 pandemic, doctors say health screenings, particularly for cancer, should be made an urgent priority. The U.S. Preventative Service Task Force said colorectal cancer is the third leading cause of cancer deaths in the United States, yet about a quarter of people ages 50 to 75 have never been screened for this devastating disease. Doctors are trying to raise awareness that even people in their 40s should be getting screened. There are multiple ways to reduce the risk of colon cancer, including understanding when you should get screened. 6 months after winning a recall election that could have kicked him out of office, California Democratic Governor Gavin Newsom is now in a strong position as he revs up a re-election campaign that could give him a second four-year term. No top-tier competitor has emerged to stand in his way, and he's flush with campaign cash. He's had roughly $25 million in his main political committee at the end of 2021. All of the most recognized Republicans who ran in the recall have decided not to run again, including conservative radio talk show host Larry Elder and former San Diego Mayor Kevin Falconer. A 23-year-old soldier, Joseph M. Mateel, a specialist, passed away at Fort Irwin, California, according to the Army. He served as an armored cannon crew member in the 1st Cavalry Division based at Fort Hood, Texas. The Army has not provided details on the cause of death, saying the incident is under investigation. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.